Thanksgiving is a channel of blessings. Psalms, chapter 116, verses 12 to 17. Let us turn to a book of Psalms, chapter 116, verses 12 to 17. How can I repay the Lord for all His goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all His people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. O Lord, truly I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have freed me from my chains. I will sacrifice a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. In life, there are three kinds of people. Firstly, there are people that were blessed, but do not know about paying back. It is a person like Lot in the Bible. Lot, who was a cousin of Abraham, lost a father in childhood and Abraham brought him up. But when dividing the herds of sheep, he did not think about Abraham. He chose the sheep for himself first of all. We can see that he was self-centered. Also, there are people that have been blessed but pay back in a wrong way. It is like Judas. He was loved as a disciple, but sold his master Jesus for 30 silver coins. Thirdly, there are people that have been blessed and know how to pay back with thankfulness. It can be referred to a person like David. We can see that he confessed his thankfulness verses by verses in Psalms. Someone wrote a column with the title, "Would a Successful Person Be Happy or Would a Happy Person Become Successful?" The author of a book, Smart Success, stated that rather than a probability that a successful person will be happy, a probability that a happy person will be successful is higher. Sam Walton, who started off the biggest wholesaler in the world, Walmart, and earned so much money, left the saying before he died. He earned so much money that even after he buys the whole Seattle city, he would still be left with a large sum of money afterwards. He said, "I have lived my life in a wrong way." He was so busy setting up Walmart and taking care of it. All day, his schedule was fully packed. He did not know much about his own children. He could not even remember half of his grandchildren's names. And when he was about to die, he regretted. Let us examine carefully whether we are not living our lives like this today. There is this saying, "We are not thankful because we are happy, but because we give thanks, we become happy." This saying is so right. The happiest person is not a person that has the most possessions, but it is a person that understands that there are so many reasons to be thankful for and always talks about things to be thankful for. You should not wait till you get good circumstances, but your faith needs to be like the one that thanks to God in the circumstances we are in right now. Blame and complaint are just like the stones on the road. We do not want to see them, but they are very visible. But thankfulness is like the jewel buried in the ground. We need to really dig hard into it to find it, then we can see it. I always think about it and I thank God in prayer. If we remember that we came to this world with nothing, then everything is a reason to be thankful for. If we put our point of comparison on zero, then a piece of clothing we have on us is a reason for us to be thankful for, and a bowl of rice that we have is also a reason for us to be thankful for. If we visit a hospital, there are so many patients. A fact that we are living alive seems like a miracle at times. Some people have the hose attached to their noses and they cry out in excruciating pain. Some people have the oxygen breathing respirators attached to them and are extending their lives that way. Compared to dead people, just one fact that we are still alive, it becomes a more than enough reason for us to give thanks to God all night. So David said in Psalms chapter 50, verse 23, it says, "He who sacrifices thank offerings honors me, and he prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of God." I hope you will restore your thankfulness. Restoration of grace is restoring our thankfulness. In today's passage, David is giving thanks for three things. First of all, when we get to understand grace, we get to realize that there are so many things to be thankful for. Let us read verse 12 together. How can I repay the Lord for all His goodness to me? If we know grace, we live by paying it back. After David understood grace, he confessed that he will pay back everything he promised to God. When grace is received, the first word that comes out is thank you. It is gratefulness for everything and anything. It is not because there is a condition attached. In little things, give thanks. We are so grateful just for the fact that we got to believe in Jesus and got saved. Time that we are in this worship service is also something that I am thankful for as well. I am also grateful that I am alive now and breathing. One of the church deacons had a surgery and got out of a hospital, confessed like this. For the past 30 years, he did not skip a worship service on Sunday. He worshiped him like this. But he thought that it was something that he tried to do. He thought he made effort to come to church services. He thought that it was his own decision to honor the Lord's Day. But in early morning on Sunday, he had to go to the emergency unit of hospital out of a sudden. There he could not listen to the sermon, and he could not watch the sermon online, too. After he got out of hospital and he realized that the fact that he never skipped the worship service on Sunday was because of the grace of God. He realized that God kept him healthy and safe so he was able to keep Sunday holy for all these years. That is right. We are alive. We are not alive just because we are a bit healthier than other people. We need to be able to confess that this is grace of God. David made this kind of confession. How would I be able to pay back to God for all the grace that God has poured on me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. Mature faith is about realizing the grace of God and living a life that tries to pay back for all the grace that we received. Paying back is not thinking about what to receive. It is thinking about what to give. David was like that. How should I be able to pay back to God for all the grace I received? I will pay back to God all the promises I made to God. David confessed like this. Verse 14 says, I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all His people. David was so grateful for the grace of God. He tried to seek all the promises he made in front of God, and tried to pay back in return. The promises were the ones that he made when he was having a difficult time. That was when he was asking for the help of God and prayed to Him. He remembered these things and he confessed that he will pay everything back to God for the grace he received. In the Bible, Hannah was like that and also Iftah kept what he promised to God. This is what people who received grace are like. We all know well about Rockefeller. He was born in a poor family. And he became a world-famous billionaire. When he was 31 years old, the profit he made was $1 million. At the age of 43, he owned the biggest company in America. Also, in 10 years from this, he became a billionaire and became the world's richest man. But at the time, he had an illness called alopecia. This caused him to lose all the hair and eyebrows. Also, this causes a person to get thinner and thinner and eventually dies. Doctor diagnosed him saying that he will not be able to live more than 1 year. Rockefeller remembered everything that he promised to God when he was having a difficult time in the past. On that night, he prayed to God saying that he wants to recommit his life for God. And as he prayed, he built 4,928 churches in his lifetime. And he set 24 universities up. Despite the doctor's diagnosis, and unlike what the doctor had predicted, he lived a healthy life until the age of 98, and went to the heaven. He was blessed with an enormous amount of material things, but he kept his faith in a humble way. His faith did not get deteriorated and he kept his faith well. He later confessed that he was able to keep his faith, because his mother inherited him an inheritance of faith. Towards the end of his life, he wanted to remember his mother, so in remembrance of her, he built Riverside Church on the riverside of New York Manhattan Hudson River. Still right now, on the 22nd floor bell top, Every 12 o'clock and noon, the bell rings. When I visited that church in the past, a Korean organist, Hyejin Chol, was playing the organ there at the time. On the day that church was offered to the Lord, the reporter had an interview with Rockefeller. "How did you get this enormous amount of material blessings?" Rockefeller replied in return, "My mother was poor, but since I was young, she offered me to the Lord. She encouraged me to live in faith, and also she gave me an inheritance of faith onto me. I kept that. When I was young, like 8 years old, I went to church with her and she gave me 20 cents. Since then, she taught me three things very well. First of all, she said, tithes belong to God. So you should not use it for yourself, but please make sure you offer it to God. Secondly, you make sure that you sit in the front row of the church and worship Him there during worship services. Keep Sunday holy as the Lord's Day. Thirdly, obey the word of the pastor, and let your character be shaped in a mature way." She left these three as her will. "Because of this inheritance of faith from my mother, I have been blessed like this." This was from the interview with Rockefeller. That is right. Keeping the promises made with God is faith. David confessed that he will pay back everything that he promised to God, and paid back to God for all the grace he received from God. David thanked God. Mature faith pays back for the grace received. David confessed that he gives thanks for the saving grace, for God saved him from his agony. Let us read verse 13 together. It says, "I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord." He thanked God in his time of difficulty. Verse 8 says, "For you, O Lord, have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling." Verse 8 says, "delivered." This means saved, pulled out of, and saved. He was not able to come out from the situation possibly with his own strength, but he was able to come out from that situation. This is salvation. First of all, it was God that saved him from death. Secondly, it was God that saved him from the valley of tears. Thirdly, it was God that lifted him up when he stumbled. David confessed like this. David did not give thanks in good circumstances. Through the valleys of tears, like valleys of death, he gave thanks to God. It was thanksgiving in times of agony, suffering, trials and tests. We often sing hymns number 549. The title of this hymn is this: "My Jesus, as Thou Wilt." This hymn was written by Reverend Benjamin Schmolk. One day he visited someone's house, which was quite far away, with his wife, and when they returned, his house was all burnt down. They felt something had gone really bad and lifted the ash pile. There they found their two sons hugging each other and all burnt down to death. The pastor and his wife put the dead bodies of their two sons in front of them and knelt down. They cried out to God. God comforted them with a poem. The lyrics of the hymn number 549 are like these: "My Jesus, as Thou wilt. Oh, may Thy will be mine. Into Thy hand of love, I would my all resign. Through sorrow or through joy, conduct me as Thine own, and help me still to say, My Lord, Thy will be done. My Jesus, as Thou wilt, though seen through many a tear. Let not my star of hope grow dim or disappear. Since Thou on earth hast wept, and sorrowed oft alone, if I must weep with Thee, my Lord, Thy will be done. My Jesus, as Thou wilt, all shall be well for me. Each changing future scene, I gladly trust with Thee. Straight to my home above, I travel calmly on, and sing, in life or death, my Lord, Thy will be done." In a situation where they could not possibly understand about all things, even though it was a situation that they had to blame and complain, they made this confession. They thought of the Lord, and confessed that they would leave everything unto the Lord. This confession would not have been possible to make if they did not have conviction of salvation and the heaven above. If we look at the book of Psalms, these are all the confessions of thankfulness, verse by verse. It is not because of good condition, but it is thankfulness for saving grace. God told Israelites to give thanks for the fact that they got saved from Egypt. In the Bible, three kinds of salvations appear. First of all, there is a salvation of soul. When we believe in Jesus and become a child of God, we get moved from the death to life. A child of Satan becomes a child of God. A soul that was hell-bound goes to the heaven. Secondly, it is an emotional salvation. We gain peace from concerns, we gain hope from despair, and we become free from oppression and insecurity. Thirdly, it is a physical salvation. We get healed from illnesses, we become restored from our failures, and we get up again from ruins in life. In Jeremiah, chapter 33, verse 6, it says, "Nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to it, I will heal my people, and will let them enjoy abundant peace and security." Salvation of God included these three things. It is a holistic salvation. Not only souls, but emotions, physical bodies, and our life situations as well, God saves these all. So David thanked God more than anything else, for he saved us. Paul confessed that, "I give thanks to our Father at all times for the saving grace through Jesus Christ." Whenever we celebrate Thanksgiving Festival, I always remember a testimony of a deaf person that I heard a long time ago. He had an accident when he was young, his leg got cut, and because of this shock, he became a mute. Then he became a deaf. He felt so miserable about himself, blamed his parents and blamed his circumstances. He even tried to kill himself in suicide attempts. He wanted to kill himself and end his life. But he got into the school for deaf people, accepted Jesus, and realized about the love of God. The fact that Jesus died on the cross for him and shed blood, he was very grateful for it and could not stop crying. He thanked God for the saving grace. His testimony was like this: "My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, why do you blame? Are you not better than me? You can talk whatever you like, and you can listen whatever you like to listen. I am so thankful for the fact that I got saved. I am so thankful for this one fact only, even. But why do you blame?" When I heard this testimony, I felt like something was piercing my heart. How blessed am I compared to this person? But I did not even give thanks, but blamed and complained. I was so ashamed at myself. That night, I repented in tears. I confessed to God that night that I will live my life thanking God for everything He has given me. We give thanks for the fact that we became children of God due to the blood shed by Jesus Christ. David confessed that he will give thanks even though he is about to die. Let us look at verse 15. It says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints." When David was about to die, he said he will give thanks to the Lord and will call upon the name of Jehovah. Everyone becomes weak in front of death. It is because people think death is the end of all. Death is the scariest enemy. There is no one that is strong in front of death. But when someone was so close from dying, this person was looking forward to it and gave thanks. Apostle Paul was like this. In the 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verses 7-8, it says, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for His appearing." We can see that he was looking forward to it. In the Bible, Moses was like that. In Deuteronomy, chapter 34, verse 7, it says, "Moses was 120 years old when he died, yet his eyes were not weak nor his strength gone." Moses died at the age of 120. But he had four features. First of all, until he died, his eyesight did not get weaker. Secondly, until he died, he had strength. Thirdly, there was no other prophet like Moses. Verse 10 says, "Since then, no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face." Fourthly, Moses was said to be as a person that has seen the Lord face to face. In verse 15, it says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." It means that for a person of faith, even death is grace and a blessing. Already, time of thanksgiving has come, and we are about to celebrate the end of this year. What do we need to be thankful for? We need to confess our thankfulness in three things. First of all, we have been told to give thanks to God with our souls. In Psalms, chapter 103, verse 1, it says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise His holy name." Secondly, we need to give thanks to God with our hearts. We need to confess that we thank God with all our hearts. Colossians, chapter 3, it says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God." Confess your thankfulness from the center of your heart. Thirdly, we need to give thanks to God with what we have. Exodus, chapter 23, verse 15, it says, "Celebrate the feast of unleavened bread, for 7 days eat bread made without yeast, as I commanded you. Do this at the appointed time in the month of Abib, for in that month you came out of Egypt. No one is to appear before me empty-handed." You came out of Egypt. No one is to appear before me empty-handed. It means show to God that you are grateful with what you have gained from your hard work. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, thankfulness is a channel of blessings. We do not truly thank with our lips only. We do not truly thank with our hearts only as well. We confess our thankfulness with our lips, and when we turn our thoughts of thankfulness from hearts to actions, that is a true thanksgiving and we get to bear the fruit which is a blessing. As we are getting closer to the end of year time, I hope you will be able to confess how thankful you are to God, for the grace of God. I hope this time of thanksgiving would be the one that you truly give thanks to God for the gift of grace. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.